Do we need to recommit to the rule of law in the United States? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ray Brescia, associate dean for research and intellectual life and honorable Harold R. Tyler chair in law and technology at Albany Law School, says yes.
Recent events have shaken a bedrock principle upon which this nation was founded, that we are a nation of laws and not people. The Supreme Court granted presidents immunity from criminal prosecution, including, as the dissent pointed out, for attempting to assassinate a rival. Not 2 weeks later, a gunman wounded former President Trump. As we head towards the next election in November, the events that followed the last, when a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, still loom large. Political violence and immunity are inconsistent with the rule of law, a core principle upon which the nation was founded. It wasn't just the rule of law, but also lawyers at the center of the nation's birth, writing the Declaration of Independence and making up a majority of the members of the Constitutional Convention a decade later. Because we are a nation of laws, lawyers have played a central, though not always positive, role in our democracy. Lawyers made arguments for and against slavery. They created the Jim Crow system and worked to dismantle it. Lawyers inspired the mob on January 6th by coming up with the lawless argument that a vice president could overturn the results of a national election. Americans should commit themselves to the rule of law. Because lawyers are trained in the law, they have a special responsibility to promote the rule of law itself. Regardless of the outcome of the next election, all Americans, and especially lawyers, must act as the framers intended, in a manner consistent with law and the rule of law.
And that was Ray Brescia of Albany Law School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.